Blog Talk Radio.
I love being here on Mondays. If you don't know where you are anywhere in the universe and you don't know who you're listening to or where you tuned into, which is so far-fetched for me, let me tell you, you are listening to my show, Bonnie Albers on Air, and I am the hostess with the mostest in all universes. So I want to welcome you to my show. Hey, everyone, it is February. Oh, I love February, and let me tell you why. February holds the love card. It holds love. It's about the amethyst, the higher self, love for everybody, pets, yourself, your soulmates, children, rocks, cars, whatever you want to love. And they have designated that February the 14th was all about love. So I am going to do the, hey, welcome to February Love Month. It is really crazy because a lot of people in my life are either Scorpios or Aquariuses, and we are in the sign of Aquarius. The girl I'm going to introduce you to, y'all know, or you should, she's with me all the time, at least once or twice a week. She rocks the most fabulous gifts. She is a Atlantean life and birth card reader, a tarot reader. She's a spirit medium. She talks to her group, and she's a healer. I mean, how much more can you want out of this life? And her birthday is coming up. My husband's birthday was February 1st. He leads the pack. Then tomorrow is one of our astrologists, Bob Appleby. It is his birthday. And then we've got my girl, Kelly, and it is her birthday. It's the 7th, Kelly? Is it the 7th? Is it the 7th?
It is the 7th, yep.
The 7th, and you know, 7 divided by, added to the higher octave, is the 14th. So, you know, Kelly, it's all about you finding love and the right love in this life. So I'm so excited you're on the show again, which you're always with me. You started me out, girlfriend. You started me out is it 8 years or 7 years ago?
I think it's 2012, whatever that came out to be. It's like, yeah, this is going to be the 8th year. Yeah, you're right.
OMG, and the 8 is all about infinity. It's about, you know, it never ends or starts or ends. Wow, that would be my show. And it is all about the magician. You can make anything happen because you've got all the tools. You were my host, and I was your guest, actually. So I don't remember what it was, but Gary and I were both, you were the MC, which you should have really been reading, actually. But you were doing this for me, or I was doing this for you, or whatever it was. So I'm so happy we met that day, because without that,
oh yeah.
It's been 8 years, Kelly, that we have been together as friends, colleagues, radio hosts, co-hosts.
I was going to say, you know what? Is it 8 or is it 9? Because I'm like, was it 2011 or 2012? It's like, no, I think it was 2012. It was 2012. Because that's, it was 2012. Because I'm remembering back to when, where we lived and when, it's like, and when I was on the show, and it's like, no, it was 2012. It was like the summer of 2012. So, yeah, it's the 8th anniversary is coming up.
I don't want any more anniversaries. Anyway, I am so excited because your birthday, wait a minute, I got to take a look. Because when is your birthday? What day is it on?
Yeah, the 7th. Oh, it's on Friday. It's on Friday, this one. This year it's on Friday.
This Friday? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? In case you are not on Friday, well, I don't have a show on Friday, but in case you're not on Thursday, because I don't know what I'm doing Thursday, I'm going to sing happy birthday to you. Are you ready? This is from Spirit to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Kelly. From everyone up there and from everyone down here. With love, happy birthday to you, Kelly.
Thank you. I will have
and
to make sure I do that for you on your day.
That's fine. I usually sing to myself, so, you know, good thing. You can actually sing for me. But I've got to tell you, you know, we pull cards. This is crazy, Kelly, because first of all, I want you to tell everybody that you do this for a living, even though you've taken a hiatus. And hopefully you are going to work this out as soon as the summer comes. But for everyone out there.
Yeah, I was going to say probably everything will settle once I actually get the last child fledged off to college. That's probably when I'll actually start going, oh, my goodness, what am I going to do with myself? Because the summer is like – he's talking about summer now. It's like, and we're in flux on this. So it's like, yeah. So he's not sure what he's doing, you know, in the good old summertime, blah, 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 blah. You know, thinking he's not going to be, He still is going to have like the you know 4-H FFA fair in August, blah de blah. So we're still going to be doing animals and stuff like you know summer, you know that kind of
well,
stuff. In addition
what?
To
okay.
he'll have a job, you know. But it'll be you know it's going to be a busy summer. It'll be good.
Right,
but when school
summer,
starts in the fall, it's like he'll be busy.
That's right, and so will you because I know many people are going to want your services. But remember, Kelly, that the summer goes to September 21st, and then fall begins.
Oh, true.
So you will be reading
that. That is
summer.
True.
So I just want to point that out to you. But for everybody, I'll give you Kelly's info should you need her before then. Like I said, she'll figure it out. But her number, if anyone wants it, if anybody wants it, you should all want it. But her healing is amazing, and she does long distance healing also. So if you want Kelly and want to message her to find out when she will be doing this and anything in between, please call her, text her, or leave her a message on her phone at 307-761-4407. Now, Kelly, I got to tell you something. I pulled cards for this show, and you know we kind of threw it up. It's a pop-up show. And
right.
You can't believe
I got the moon book stuff, too, just FYI.
Well, good. Well, we're going to hear that in a minute. But the two cards I pulled out are so apropos for what's going on. We don't talk politics or religion, or we don't even talk
right.
sex on this show because we love everybody. So, but listen to what I pulled for everyone. And these are cards for everyone to resonate with. It's the Agapanthus. It's a purple flower. Remember, we're in a purple season. We're in the upper chakra. We're in the crown chakra purple. And this is the crown
yeah,
chakra.
Yeah, and amethyst.
Color.
Amethyst says, is the rock for February. So, yeah, totally.
Yeah. So, this is, says world energy. The earth is opening through a transition of energy, and your sensitive body is feeling it. You're not alone. Accept the help of others. And then I pulled from the universe has your back. The color of this card is the same color. It's all purples. And it says,
wow.
Prayer. And meditation, I create a ripple effect of peace in the world. Now think about
nice.
What's going on. And
oh,
think
yeah.
about the first
yeah.
card, world energy and peace in the world. Yeah, think spirits and angels and our higher everything is telling us we need peace on earth, guys. Anyway, that
right.
is your message. So tell me what's going on in the sky, Kelly.
All righty. Well, what we have going on, at least for the moon stuff here, today, moon is in Gemini. It's going to be, it started in Gemini at 6:29 this morning, your time.
Wow.
The moon is in its second phase. Yeah, second phase moon. It'll be there until, let's see, it doesn't enter Cancer until Wednesday at 2:03 p.m. So, and then, of course, we have that little, there's going to be a little void, of course, you know, sometime there on the 5th, but basically today, tomorrow, and possibly half of, you know, at least midnight onwards, part of the 5th, the moon is in Gemini. And of course, Gemini is, it's an air sign. It's barren. Trying to think of some of the other good stuff. I mean, of course, I know you guys can think about gardening, because you have a lot warmer temperatures. We're getting snow again today, so we're not going to go there.
Well, you know what? Let's talk about skiing then. No, I'm kidding. But, you know, a Gemini, Kelly, is all about the twins. It's about two different dualities, two different people who
right.
are Geminis always have the iron in two pots. They either have two different jobs.
Right.
They have two different thought processes. They have two different ways of looking at things.
Four.
They have two different ways right. of being. So it's really
yeah.
cool. And, you know, I have my dear friend Regina is a Gemini. And I'll tell you what, she has in your life, it's always about two different or two of. So she has two boys. She has two, she has two jobs. You know, she had her first job was, you know, doing one thing, and she branched into another. Her thoughts are amazing. And they say Geminis are one of the smartest, although I'm going to argue with that, is one of the smartest signs in the zodiac. I mean, Scorpio nice. Is the sexiest. Taurus is the most love. And now we have Gemini, which is the smartest. What happened to my sign? I want to know what happened to my sign. I don't believe
you're
that.
The, you're
so
the home of the, you're the heart of the home.
Pretty.
It's what you are. I was going to say, Cancer is the heart of the home, you know, because it's feminine energy. So, okay,
I
finally found the Gemini moon stuff. Oh, you're sick with it. Sorry, no.
Yes,
Gemini's moon's
okay,
energy is masculine. Yeah. Dry, barren, and airy. People are more changeable than usual and may prefer to follow intellectual pursuits and play mental games rather than apply themselves to practical concerns. This sign is not favored for agricultural matters, but it is an excellent time to prepare for activities, to run errands, and to write letters. Plan to use a Gemini moon to exchange ideas, meet people, go on vacations that include walking or biking, or be in situations that require versatility and quick thinking on your feet. The ruler is Mercury. The impulse is versatility. It rules your shoulders, hands, arms, lungs, and nervous system.
Wow. Yes.
Yeah.
You know what? You know, I got to ask you a question because you know this, because I ask you, you know, when I want to do surgery, which isn't
right.
much. But they say, you know, even though it rules it, what I can't figure out, maybe I should ask Bob, but I feel like you know too, because you do the moon. It says that, like, for those things you just mentioned, you shouldn't have surgery on that. You would think that if it ruled that you would want to have surgery on that. So
Actually, you know, I'm gonna share this with you about this, because I flipped to it. It's like, it's surgical procedures. Blood flow, like ocean tides, appears to be related to moon phases. To reduce hemorrhage after surgery, schedule it within 1 week before or after a new moon. So it's perfect time to do this. Schedule surgery to occur during the increase of the moon if possible, as wounds heal better and vitality is greater than during the decrease of the moon. Avoid surgery within 1 week or before or after the full moon. You know, think of the tides. Select a date when the moon is past the sign governing the part of the body involved in the operation. For example, they say abdominal.
That's what I don't understand. That's what
okay.
I don't understand.
Yeah, no, because it's too much of an influence there. Like abdominal operations should be done when the moon is in Sagittarius, Capricorn, or Aquarius. The further removed the moon sign is from the sign ruling the afflicted part of the body, the better. For successful operations, avoid times when the moon is applying to any aspect of Mars, because this tends to promote inflammation and complications. And then, you know, see this portion of the book to find this. Never operate with the moon in the same sign as a person's sun sign or ascendant. Let the moon be in a fixed sign. And avoid square or opposing aspects. The moon should not be void, of course. Cosmetic surgery should be done in the increase of the moon when the moon is not square or in opposition to Mars. Avoid days when the moon is square or opposing Saturn or the sun. So, no, I get it, because you don't want it happening in the days and times when it's ruling that sign, because that has, you know, that has like a massive, that's like the ocean being at high tide. Okay, it's like it has a massive impact, you know, on what's going on there. And it's like there's likely to be more complications. So it's like, yeah. So if you can get, you know, for example, if you have a neck surgery and neck is ruled by Taurus, you want the opposite sign. You want the one that would be like, let's see, what's opposite of Taurus? It's like, it'd be back like Libra, Virgo.
I think it's,
it might be Virgo.
No, I think it's Scorpio.
Is it Scorpio? Let's see.
Yeah.
Let's see if I can count this out here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Oh, yeah, you're right. Scorpio.
Yeah. Didn't you have to pick a Scorpio sign? But, yes, I mean, that's really weird.
Right.
Really,
that was just
the
example you used.
Well, so the thing is, if you were – so what you're saying is, if you didn't want something – so what would be the sixth sign from you is the best sign to have it in. But, you know, it just never – it's
right.
Kind of like the same thing, Kelly, and I know you're probably going to laugh. But I always felt that, you know, I always felt that, why did they put the love sign in February, which is an amethyst, when ruby, red, is the heart? So I always wondered why we picked February 14th. I feel like we just picked it, or somebody just picked it, and they didn't think about.
I think I think what it goes back to is February was named after, it was something like the goddess Freya, and that was in like the rune. I want to say the runes, the Nordic, the something or other. You know, it's like, but it was something like Freya, and Freya was supposedly, you know, more goddess of loving type stuff or something like that. But I believe February was named after, I saw that once upon a time, you know, named after Freya.
Okay.
So
well,
I think that's maybe why they did that. I don't know. Is, you know, but she was also really smart and brilliant. So it's like, hence the amethyst for the mental and spiritual stuff. So I'm like going, I don't know.
Yes. I think the love should be, or I feel that it's the same thing. I feel like that, you know, when they would tell you that the heart chakra is green, come on. The heart chakra should be red. I don't care. So what I do is I look at a watermelon.
Technically pink. Pink and green.
well, that's the watermelon tourmaline. It goes from red, pink, green. So that's why when I feel the heart chakra and I look at it, I don't look at it as green. I look at it as either a watermelon tourmaline or pink. I don't care. So that's me. It's in my world, according to Bonnie, and that's what I feel. And the same thing with,
actually, the way they get that, though, is they break that down a little bit. It's like, I mean, because I use a 14-point chakra system, if you will. So the heart is that, you know, kind of pink thing, but the lungs are a different color and the adrenals are a different color. So it's like the heart might be a darker pink, the lungs might be a lighter pink, and the adrenals might be the green. But it's like they kind of lump them all together because they're all in that same area of the chakra instead of like, you know, kind of splitting them out a little bit the way they should be.
Well, I look at it as anatomically. The heart is red. The adrenals are red. And the lungs are a whitish red. So I'm sorry. They're all red as far as I'm concerned. But it's the beating heart that I feel should be about love. So, okay, again, my take. And, you know, when I did a survey out, you know, when I talked to the people, it's the same thing. They couldn't figure it out. Where did brain come from? That should probably be your root chakra, and the red should be your heart chakra. So when I look at chakras, I want my root chakra to be green. You're touching the earth. You know, green, you know, about grass and trees and all that. And you work your way up to the red heart. So, again, according to Bonnie, your chakras should change color. Two, green, orange, yellow, red, blue, indigo, and violet. There you go. So that's my
theory. There you go, yeah.
What else have you got for us today? But you know, I think that's interesting. I don't know why people don't feel that way, because not for my stuff, but for yours. Like, I always felt that if cancer, let's say cancer runs the cancer runs most of the female part, well, it runs the breasts. If you had your surgery in cancer, it would enhance your surgery, not decrease the, but it isn't. So it's really weird for me to think that way. A world according to Bonnie, I would have thought that that's the way it should be, you know, but really you should have it in the opposite of cancer, which is Capricorn. So it'll be interesting. Anyway, do you have anything else about the moon?
I have a Heloise hint this morning, and actually the quote this morning is from Pablo Picasso. It says, the meaning of life is to find your gift. The purpose of life is to give it away. Now, what they have with the rest of the stuff, the lack of sunshine during winter months is associated with higher risk for mood swings, irritability, fatigue, anxiety, and depression. Dark winter skies have been linked to lower levels of serotonin and dopamine, leading to many of these symptoms. Eating more protein-rich foods like extra lean meat, chicken, and fish, and low-fat dairy has been shown to boost energy and mood. If symptoms of depression persist, seek attention from your healthcare provider. Or get one of those sun lamps and expose yourself to more sun.
Yeah,
because they found that seasonal affective disorder, that SAD thing, and it's like, and they do, they still, there's places that still sell those, you know, what they call the sun lamps or whatever, and it's like, yeah.
Yeah. My girlfriend, who's metaphysical too, she's been a nurse for 40 years, and she's head of the pediatric in up in New Jersey. And she has a lamp that she uses, she says, because she gets depressed. So she uses this lamp that gives vitamin D or whatever it is that the sunshine gives you.
Right.
And she, in the wintertime especially, sits under it a certain amount of time. And she says it makes a big difference. The other, you know, something else I want to bring up, Kelly, because you're bringing that in. And this has nothing to do with it, but I don't know why I'm thinking about it. So it must be a message I am supposed to deliver about depression and that lamp. If you are a healthcare worker, or you are in a lot of places, especially if you're empathic, you could not be getting rid of all the challenging energies that you encounter. And if you make, and you can make it yourself. I mean, I buy mine, but you can make sage water or holy water. I don't even know what holy water is, but I use sage water. I know what holy water is, but I wouldn't go to do it because that's just not something I would do. But if you put sage in water and you put the water under a full moon with the blessings of, please clear my energy of all negative energies, energy, spirit, and you put the water under the new moon, the full moon, that's what I bought from, he's on tomorrow, Brian. He does it because he says a prayer. He does all of it, and right. It's really cool. A lot of the nurses and doctors and healthcare workers keep it in their car. So after they're done, the day of work, they go in their car, they spritz it on, and it gets rid of all of the, challenging or negative. I call negative challenging. I don't like the word negative energy that they picked up from other people or themselves or anybody even walking by them. And they say it makes a big difference in mood.
Wow.
Yeah. Isn't that really cool or what?
Yeah. Pretty much so. Indeedy.
Yeah. So I cannot believe that, it actually helps brighten, helps bring positivity. Especially if you're empathic and, when you work with people or you're in people area or you can't figure out why you're always so frustrated or mad, you can't figure it out. It is energy that you're picking up from others or yourself.
Right.
And so, with the full moon, if you don't want to, purchase it, which I do, I get it from the Healing Brew. But he told you how to make it. You just have to put your water with your blessing under a full moon with some sage in it, and then give yourself a spray bottle. Yeah.
Nice.
And you can bless it. You should be able to do that, Kelly. You do all those healings.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So, and he says he goes through so much. It's unbelievable. And he even says with the big wolf moon and blood moon, it's even more, that he does these prayers. And so it'd be a great thing if you're looking for clearing your energy and you really need something quick. So I think that's fabulous. What else do you have for us? What other hints do you have? I want to ask you a question for myself, but go ahead. Are you done with your hints?
Okay. Let's see. I was actually going to look up the, let's see what they say, Gemini. What a waxing. Because I like this feature. They're starting to include waxing and waning stuff. A waxing Gemini moon is one of the three dry and barren signs, but with the light of the moon increasing, you can use these 2 to 3 days to prune or cut back plants you want to flourish and grow bigger. And I was like, wow. Okay.
Well, is there anything?
Of course, I was going to say, that's going to be pruning and trimming. That would be for you, for your orange trees, avocado tree, what are those things you have down there? So it's like, if you have dead branches and stuff, it's like, now's the time, today and tomorrow would be a great time to prune them back a little bit, and then they'll grow better.
So you want to hear something? My poor avocado tree isn't growing at all. My red grapefruit tree has grown so much that I've got them all over the ground, which I hate. And my orange tree, I feel like it's between them. I know if I could send people ruby red grapefruits, they are so sweet and good. I even tried a juice, but without a kitchen, remember, I'm still working on a.
Right. You're still working on getting a kitchen.
I have no way to really clear it out, but I did make one quart of it. And oh my gosh, everybody, it is so delicious. It's a shame this year. And I'll tell you what my secret was, and then I'm going to go to the phone lines. My secret is, and I never, ever I couldn't even believe I like saw this. I go to Star Bunnies all the time. You know what that is, Starbucks.
Right.
And I have coffee. And they were giving big free pails, and they have it all bagged up for you, coffee grounds for your plants. And I said, oh, come on.
Wow.
What are you trying to
do?
And,
that's perfect. We love them.
Yeah. So I put it in and I put it around. I have two more bags. I put it on last year or a couple, and my grapefruit tree. Now I have to put some on the avocado because of all the, the construction. I had I've lost almost every herb I have, but it's amazing what this coffee did, ground coffee. So if anyone has ground coffee, but these are big bags of it because, of course, Starbucks goes through ground coffee like crazy, and it helps the earth because they're not getting rid of it. So maybe what they found out is when they threw it into the garbage stuff on these big mounds of trash, they started growing trash. Who knows?
Or plants started growing in the trash. Right.
Yeah, they are absolutely growing like weeds. So for everyone who drinks coffee and has coffee grounds, save it in a big bucket. When you get enough, put it all over your plants.
Funny you should say the word weed, because I have something really cute for you here. Dandelions have many culinary uses. They were introduced to North America in the 1600s by settlers who cultivated them for food and medicine. Dandelion greens are delicious in a salad, and the flowers make a very pretty jelly. The roasted root makes a coffee-type drink. If you're lucky, perhaps you know someone who makes dandelion wine. So dandelions they deliberately brought them in the 1600s by the settlers who cultivated them and wanted them to grow. I'm going, wow, that's amazing. So if you have dandelions in your yard,
you
go ahead and harvest them.
Yeah, we don't have any dandelions because they turn to those white things and then pollinate everywhere. So I should really have dandelions. But
you got to pick them when the flower is yellow. You got to pick them when the flowers are yellow.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yellow is my favorite color. I don't wear it, and I don't have any in my house, but it's my favorite color.
Uh-huh.
What's funny is it's the color of the sun. All the sun's very much different colors, but my bedroom when I grew up was bright yellow, and I have never left the color yellow. So it is my favorite color. I didn't even get married with yellow, and I don't know why I'd say everybody that my favorite color is yellow, but if you ask me, my favorite color is yellow. But I love all colors, but yellow would be what I rock with. But I don't wear it or ever use it, but it is, and I know to have it in my house, but it is my favorite color. What's your favorite color, Kelly?
I like rainbows, and it's like I'm talking the rainbow that was centuries ago and what it was initially used for, that there would be no blow struck against every living thing, which is what it originally meant. So it's like I actually like all the colors of the rainbow because they're light, they're bright, and it's like it just feels good.
Oh, I think that's wonderful. I am now going to tell you that I love rainbows too, but I didn't know that that's what they meant. I'll never forget. I had a friend that wrote the song, redid the song Somewhere Over the Rainbow, and he was a country western singer, and I used to love that.
Goodness.
But anyway, are you ready to go on to the phone line?
I am. It's
all
rock and roll.
757, you are on with us, and we are a pretty big deal. Hi. Oh, well, they hung up. Either
uh-oh.
That or
blog
talk.
Or blog dropped them, one or the other.
Yeah, blog dropped them.
There's blogging happening here.
Yeah. Do you know, can you look at I'm just reading something. Somebody texted me. Do you know, until Blog Talk's got its act together, can you pull my card?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Okay, so you know my birthday? Do I have to say it out loud, or do you? I'm 62.
No. I know your birthday. I know yours. Because you are an ace of diamonds, and it's like, what's really funny is you have the same birthday as my only granddaughter. You're an ace of diamonds, ace of hearts.
You know,
but
I
you share that birthday. You share that birthday with her.
I know, but you know what's so great about that? You know what's so great about aces is they're the hand of God handing you the Ace of Cups, the Ace of Spades, the Ace of Wands, Ace of. It's something you don't have any control of. So I love that ace because I don't want control. I want the universe to bring me everything. So go ahead.
Right.
I was gonna say,
your Jupiter time started December 17th, and it ends on my birthday. your Jupiter time goes to my birthday, and then your very favorite moment. It's like on February 8th, Saturn starts. Aren't you thrilled?
But
on April Fool's Day, you should be able to remember this. On April Fool's Day, it goes into Uranus, so it's really good. And then you have it in Uranus until Neptune starts May 23rd. But let's take a look at your. Let's see.
Yeah.
You know what? If you don't want to say that loud on the air, I just suddenly realized, it's like I don't exactly remember your current age. I remember your month and day.
My current age.
I do not remember.
My current age is 62. I'll be 63.
Okay. Alrighty. Good deal. All right.
And I want you to tell me the good.
So you're about 2 years. So well, you're about a year and a half because I'm going to be 61 on this coming one. So yeah. Nice.
Right. Exactly.
So where are you at? Let's see. Oh wow. Okay. Well, you know, this explains. I don't think we ever did your cards because this explains a whole lot to me. Your long range card for the year has been the. No. Well, shame on me. Why don't you do that? You need to give me some time so I can do that. Five of Clubs. You've had the Five of Clubs as your long-range card this entire year, which I want to – that's. I mean, you're going to recognize
really?
This, and I'm going, oh, boy,
was...
you're going to recognize this.
I was going to say, you think so? It better be all the challenging things that I had going with through the year. Thank you for not telling me, but go ahead.
Well, let's see. I'm gonna give you the keywords first, okay? The keywords is, that's the ones I say, you know, the 3x5 card and, you know, hang them up and read them here. I change my thinking or I change my basic philosophy. I travel a lot this year. My plans change a lot this year. And the Five of Clubs is the long range. And that's the mantra at the end there. This will be a year of important changes for you. Yeah, both within and without your mind and in your external environment.
Oh, my God.
On a deep level, you're undergoing a shift in your belief structures or in your philosophy of life or in the way you've been thinking about your future. These changes could be the result of many new influences in your life and possibly some things you learn while traveling. Often this card shows up in people's threads. Okay.
Let me ask a question. So what does that mean? Is that till my next birthday, hopefully? Did that just till my next birthday?
Yeah. This is, the year-long cards is the card that influences from year to year. So it's like from one birthday to the next. So this is this year. So often this card shows up in people's spreads who are taking on new ideas, either through school or new jobs or, you know, lots of other things out there too. Often this card manifests as curiosity and restlessness. Many people move to a new location under this influence. I know you've wanted to. So if you're thinking of moving,
well,
this can be here. Yeah, I know. However, it manifests externally. Well, but see, it's like if you don't physically move, remember what I always say, it's like your furniture rearranges and changes and you're always, you know, your house is in upheaval. Your house is really changing, okay? you know, but it's going to reflect a change in your mental pattern. Traveling is also a common experience when this card is present, and is probably one of the easiest ways to manifest this energy. Now, the negative possibilities is that of being skeptical to others' ideas, of not having any commitment to any philosophy or ideology. You could feel like a leaf blowing in the wind of others' opinions and ideas. If so, rest assured that it's only part of the process. Your point of view is changing and probably won't settle down until the year is over. So I'm going to look forward to the next one. Now this is kind of nice, though, because the next year, you know, your card coming up in July, that's going to shift from the Five of Clubs to the Queen of Spades. And that'll be an entirely different energy. But what's really funny is, it's like you're going to end the Queen of Spades year with the Five of Clubs twice in Uranus and Neptune, you know, on the next year. That's like, so where you're at this year. What does that mean? I'm gonna give you where you're at right now. Oh my goodness, look at this. What's really funny is this year, in your Venus time, your husband's card was in your Venus time. That Jack of Spades. I'll be doggone. That's interesting.
Really? Did it say? What does that mean?
Yeah.
What does that
Your
mean?
Husband is in your Venus time. Come on. Come on, love goddess. Get over it.
Oh, no. Yeah, and when it's your Venus time, maybe it'll be, you know,
That's already passed. Remember, Mercury is the first 52 days, and your Venus time is the second, right, like 52 days, you know, from whatever. So, yeah, that's passed. Like I said, so you're in your Jupiter time. You're in, and what you've got right now is you've got the Seven of Hearts and the King of Hearts. So it's about faith in relationships, and it's like, the King, I'm going to say, that's probably also a person you know that you're probably married to.
Yes, okay, I gotcha.
Let's see, let me look up that seven, though, because
the sevens
are always interesting to me. Because sevens are part of faith, and it's like it's about having faith and stuff. I'm like going, okay, this is always a good one, because not only about faith, but it's also about getting rid of negative patterns. But it's like when it's in Jupiter, it's like this, you know, it offers different things, you know, because it's in a different time frame. Because the Seven of Hearts is learning unconditional love and non-attachment in relationships. And think of what we were just talking about this morning here. It is possible that challenging situations may arise now connected to love and money. If you have mixed these two together and have some attachments to people or money, you may find yourself in a quandary. On the other hand, this blessed spiritual influence will make it much easier than usual to adopt a giving and selfless attitude in love and business. If you do, you stand the chance of experiencing more love and financial prosperity than you can imagine. I'm like, okay, not so bad.
Right.
In Jupiter.
Okay. I guess so. Okay.
In Jupiter, yes, it's like that King of Hearts is romantic or social success. But it says financial and other blessings will come as the result of your mastery over your own feelings and the ability to communicate with charm and grace with those in your business and home. Wow. Okay. You have much love power at your disposal. See that you use it wisely. Your ability to handle others may astound you during this period. I'm just thinking who's in your life. Think about that. Okay. For men, yes. Okay. Any men of the heart suit, I'm not sure who you know of that, because I think most people that we're, you know, knowing is like in the Spades era anyway, but could be a source of financial or other blessings this year, especially those who are older or who are in a leadership role in their work. So that's what Jupiter has for the King of Hearts, which is where you're at right now. So there's, you know, interesting. Now, the other interesting thing, you've got some possibly really challenging cards, since we're going to do this. I want to go into this a little bit, because Saturn, because I know you're always going, Saturn, it's like, yeah, it's a great restrictor. And interestingly, in Saturn and Uranus, you have a Nine of Diamonds with my card, the Wanderer, the Five of Spades. And in Uranus, you have the Nine of Spades and the Three of Diamonds. And it's like, and then you end up the year with the Ten of Spades and Neptune. But I'm going to brace you. It's like, okay, you want a bracing? I'm going to get you braced here for what might happen.
As long as you don't,
in the Saturn time frame.
As long as you don't use names.
Oh, I'm not using. Have I used any names? I'm not using any names.
No.
I'm not saying a word.
No, and don't say, and don't say whether it's male or female, because I have people listening that know my family. So go ahead.
Oh, gotcha. Right. Okay. I gotcha. Okay. Okay. Nice season. I'm looking at kind of. Right.
Because if you
I'll know. Go ahead. Yep, you will. Okay. So Nine of Diamonds in that Saturn time, because Nine of Diamonds is about financial or job losses, charitable gifts, or the ending of a value system. See, we always go back to those values. This card brings a disappointment in finances related to ill health or the death of someone. There could be trouble with an inheritance or money spent on health care or a funeral. Extravagance or speculation are bound to bring difficulties now. Okay, so, you know, avoid extravagance and speculation. It is a heavy karmic influence and one that brings problems that are difficult to overcome. Any deviations from fairness or legitimate transactions will bring heavy consequences. So, you know, if you walk the straight and narrow, so you're good. The essential meaning of this card is letting go of something valued. Ooh. This could be a job or relationship or some other thing or things that you've held dear for quite some time. Because this card falls in the Saturn position, this ending will most likely be resisted by you more than usual. In this case, it would be a personal challenge for you, one that has a specific lesson to teach you. Keep in mind, though, because he's a great teacher, Saturn is a great teacher. He's also a helper. The lessons we learn under his influence always bring us more maturity, fairness, and the ability to have much greater success in our lives. Also bear in mind that the difficulties or challenges indicated could be offset by a strong card if it was a 4, 8, or 10, but you have a 5. So the 5 tells us that 5 of spades is changes in lifestyle or living location, a long trip or change of job. So the health issues or journey caused by someone's illness may cause a change in your job or home during this period. A change in career or work will involve more work and some problems, though it may be unavoidable. Changes tend to bring more harm than good now, though you may not be able to avoid them, as they may be necessary for other reasons. This card can also represent a change in your health condition for the worse or a visit to a doctor. This would not, or possibly someone around you, this would not be a good time, not be a good time to take a vacation or travel. So try to schedule any trips either before or after this period. The only exception to this would be, if you have that strong positive, you know, even card in there. So it's like, So you've got two rather challenging cards coming up in Saturn. Okay, just FYI. So there's your heads up moment. That's probably why, maybe that's why they're having to do this this morning. And Uranian time. Now, Uranian time, remember, Uranus time is April 1st, April Fool's. So, and Uranus always lightens stuff up. It's like, you know, it's like a breath of fresh air after Saturn.
Oh, my God.
So that's what I look forward to. Okay. So you've got 9 of spades and 3 of diamonds in this Uranian time coming up. And that's, again, that's April 1st. 9 of spades. The influence can bring, because the 9s is loss of job, poor health, death, major ending of some component of our lifestyle. See, 9s are always about, one door closing and another door opening. It can bring disappointments in work, labor relations, humanitarian efforts, or a real estate deal. Be cautious in any of these areas during this period. Many challenges may present themselves now, and overcoming these can lead to significant advancement. Aside from speculation, you may find that an intuitive insight can aid you in making decisions and helping others now. On a deeper level, this card indicates you're ready to move on to another line of work, a new lifestyle. This may be the time to let go of some of those things that you've had in the past to make way for the new that is coming. This is a card of completion and graduation. However, many of us resist letting go when the time comes. If you can let these things, whatever they are, fall away from you, you will find yourself feeling lighter, freer, and ready to embrace a new and exciting future. This is a good influence for spiritual matters, learning new spiritual information, attending classes, etc. Also keep in mind that any positive card, 4, 8, 10, nope, you got a 3. So let's look at that 3. Let's look at the 3 of diamonds. Well, you know, but 3 of diamonds is not bad because, you know, we both know somebody who has a 3 of diamonds as her birth card, is all I'm going to say. And my son-in-law also has that as his birth card. I'm not going to go there. But 3 of diamonds, generically, is diversity in values, financial creativity, or worry about finances. So the challenge always with the 3s is don't let them become worry. in the Iranian time, mm-hmm. it's the influence, decisiveness, and insecurity over labor relations, a real estate deal, or your job. So I'm going, I'm just hearing this real estate thing all the time. You know, so I don't know if you're catching that. I'm pretty sure you are, but it's like, yeah. On the other hand, you could get a lot of great ideas.
What do you think it is? Because that's not a big deal to say. What do you think all this real estate is? What's your group telling you?
I think it's got to do with your house. I think it's got to do with your house coming back together.
Oh, good. Well, that's a positive.
Okay.
You said it was negative. Is that a negative?
No, this one is a good one. It's like it's just the indecisive and insecurity. On the other hand, you can get a lot of great ideas for how to make more money and actually branch out in new directions for greater success. You may not be sure that the work you've been doing is the best for you. Your hunches and intuitions, relating to money matters, may have you somewhat confused at this time, though you do have a lot of good ideas. Whenever there is a strong creative energy present like this one, it's up to us to use it to our advantage by accentuating the creative side of it and not allowing ourselves to get worried. So that's that Iranian time, which, you know, starts April 1st. Okay, so that's, and it is, they always say that, you know, the Iranian time is like a breath of fresh air after Saturn.
Well, that's
and
good.
Then
I'm
last
not quite
of all,
sure I know what the... Okay, you're going to have to explain Saturn to me, but we can do that off the air.
right, okay. Last of all but not least is you have a 10 of spades in the Neptune time, which is the 52 days, like, right before your next birthday. When it's, and 10s, I mean, 10s are always great because there's success in work, health, and legal affairs, being a workaholic, you know, that kind of stuff. When it's in Neptune, it brings a good measure of success, especially related to travel or distant interests. There we go. This could also be connected with your health, water, drugs, or alcohol, or something secret or hidden. This success and recognition could be the fulfillment of a long-cherished dream. Spiritual studies and ambitions are also favored at this time. The power of the Ten of Spades is such that the illusory nature of Neptune is overcome. So not many of them say that, which is really kind of cool, because Neptune is always about, you know, the great illusionist, and it's like, you know, sometimes you, mm-hmm. They talk about you getting the rose-colored glasses on, and you think you're having a, you know, a daydream or whatever, and you take the glasses off, and it's really a nightmare.
I always take them off, and it's a nightmare. What are you talking about?
Right.
I can deal with nightmares. I'm a good nightmare. I'm a good nightmare one. But at least lately.
Right. Now the interesting, and then the rest of them, there's two pairs. It's like you have a Pluto and result card, which the Pluto card is your question for the year. You know, each year it asks a question, and then the result card is the answer to the question. So your question card, your Pluto card for this year is the king of, or excuse me, is the queen of spades. And the answer, the resolution is, or the result is the six of diamonds. And I'm like, this may be very, very interesting. So you got Queen of Spades, which is the highest queen in the deck. When she's sitting as your Pluto card,
somehow
connected to the result card. Okay, so the what's that?
You know who the Pluto card is in my life. You know who the Pluto card is in my life. Remember what rules Pluto? Which sign?
Eeny, meeny, miny, and Fred. Not sure.
Okay, Pluto's Pluto's run by Scorpio, honey.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Go ahead.
Alrighty.
Okay, go ahead.
So when Queen of Spades is your Pluto card, now the Queen of Spades is about organizational ability and hard work. Self-mastery brings much success. Somehow, and this is a year card. This is a year-long card. Somehow connected to your result card for this year, you are attempting to develop a sense of mastery from within, a greater level of organizational ability, or both. The Queen of Spades is a powerful card, and you are indeed are asking for a lot. Self-mastery comes from inner knowledge and self-control. When it comes from controlling one's thoughts, attitudes, beliefs, words, and actions, guided by higher principles, it is knowing that you can have everything you want, not by changing the world, but by changing yourself. The Queen of Spades can be a card of judgment. Right. Can be a card of drudgery and hard labor. It would not be surprising if you found yourself having to work very hard this year and possibly doing work you find somewhat distasteful or tedious. Spades are work, and it's like, think of the garden tools. The queen uses her work as karma yoga, a tool to purify her thoughts and emotions. This is the goal you've set before yourself, and I'm just thinking it's like, you know, they're not talking necessarily work outside the house, because it's like yours, because you're Cancer, your work has all been at home.
Yeah.
You must have good reasons why you want this, because you set this. Keep these reasons uppermost in your mind. Yes, you did. Keep these reasons uppermost in your mind as you progress through the year. You no doubt will have to make some changes both within and outside of yourself to achieve this goal, and it will not always be easy. There also may be someone important represented by your result card that is part of the Six of Diamonds, that is part of this goal you're seeking. The result card may also give you more clues about the particular area of your life you desire to be more internally masterful about. Now, this one has an affirmation because it's a year-long one. I develop my capacity to transform my life by changing my beliefs, thoughts, ideas, and concepts of the world. I become the master of myself. And I'm like, And we can always, I mean, I don't care how old I get. It's like there's always things that I have to master. There's always things we have to master.
Absolutely.
Now, this one, right. Now, the Six of Diamonds is the result card. That was the one that like presents the question for your year. Now the Six of Diamonds is called the result card. For you this year, it's peace at work, financial responsibility, and karma, and discovering your special purpose. The result, as a result of dealing with your Pluto card this year, that Queen of Spades, you will end up settling some outstanding financial obligations that are either owed to you or by you. Challenging situations this year will show you the way to total fairness in your money and business dealings, resulting in a more mature and healthy attitude about money and debts. This will naturally lead to a stable financial condition as all past debts are settled and brought into balance. Wow. The Six of Diamonds has another special significance as a result card of this year. That is, it could signal the time when you actually discover or deepen your connection to a special mission or purpose for your life. Since so many people are searching for their special purpose, you are extremely fortunate to have this opportunity happen at this time. The affirmation is, by listening to my inner voice, I find my special purpose in life that will direct me to the highest occupation. I strengthen my sense of responsibility in all financial matters. So those are your two, you know, the two ones that you're dealing with, the question and the result for this year. Now, there's also, then we have the what's called the environment card and the displacement card. The environment is your blessed card, and the displacement card is your more challenging card. So your environmental card this year is the Jack of Diamonds. The displacement is the Nine of Diamonds. I'm like, wow. You seem to have
intuition
to back in character. It's like,
yeah, we need to talk because isn't the Jack of Diamonds the Scorpio and the Nine of Diamonds the Sagittarius?
No, those are their hearts. Their hearts.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Their
All
hearts.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
All right.
Yep. But you have, let's see, 1, 2, 3, I'm just counting, 4, 5, 6. You actually have, is that right? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Yeah, you have 6 diamond cards in your lineup this year, which is like, it's kind of a lot. You know, it's like it's indicating, you know, values, and it's about values and financial stuff. It's mostly, you know, about value stuff. The hearts you've had 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, you've only got 4 hearts of the year. You've got your spades.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And you've got 6 spades. You've got 6 diamonds and 6 spades in your lineup this year. And the clubs, you only got 2 clubs. You got 2 clubs this year.
So what's
like,
that?
Like, wow. Just means that there's less focus on, you know, education and that kind of stuff. And it's like there's more focus on hearts is about relationships. Diamonds is about your values. Spades is about, you know, health and health, wealth, and office. I don't know. You know, they're the old souls of the deck. It's the trump cards. It's the trump suits of that. But I want to read about your Jack of Diamonds as your blessing card and your Nine of Diamonds. Again, that's the second time Nine of Diamonds has shown up, because you got Nine of Diamonds coming up in Saturn, and you've also got it as your displacement card. So you got that Nine of Diamonds showed up twice this year.
Well, we have 90 seconds, so let me say goodbye, and then I'll call you, or you can call me. Okay.
I was gonna say, you know, let it go to overtime, so we get the whole thing in. Because that way at least you'll have it on air. Because that way you can go back and listen to it and go, now, what did you say? It's like, yeah, I said this. That way.
Well, you know, I'll do that. But there was more that I need to know, and it's going to be off the air that I need to know. So.
Right. Let me do the reading through the cards and the psych, and then we can talk over here.
Okay. Go ahead. Go.
Okay. So you've got Jack of Diamonds as your environment card. When it's at, it says, this card guarantees financial success if you're ready to promote or sell your ideas, products, or services. Your ability to attract the right people and then to sway them to your side is enormous this year. Use this influence to increase sales or simply come up with better ideas on how to make more money. As the salesman card, that's what it is, financial success, salesmanship, or creativity, initiation into higher values, right? The Jack of Diamonds will bring more success in sales, but almost all types of business and financial enterprises will benefit. So that's your blessing card. You know, that's the positive thing for this year. And then we're going back to that Nine of Diamonds again as a more challenging card. Wow, that's interesting. Like I said, that's interesting. You've got the Nine of Diamonds like twice. Twice as in the same thing.
Well, what's
the
Nine of Diamonds mean? Yeah, so what does it mean?
That's the one. I was going to say it's financial or job losses, charitable gifts, or the ending of a value system. And when it's your displacement card, when it's your displacement, it's not all bad. See, this will be an important graduation year for you in terms of your values or your job. If you're unaware that you have reached the end of a cycle and must move on, you could experience financial losses of many kinds, loss of your job, disappointments related to losing things that you value in some way. However, you do not have to have these losses by any means. The truth is that something important in your value system has reached the end of its usefulness for you. This could mean your present line of work, something you collect or own, or simply your entire way of looking at life and the things that are important to you. This would be especially true if your birth card is a diamond. Oh, man, because it is. Your name's a diamond. Since you would already tend to look upon everything in your life in terms of how much it's worth to you. So something is ending this year, and it's up to you as to whether it becomes a tragedy or cause for celebration. As you graduate from this level to move on to the next, how you handle this ending will determine your level of happiness this year. The best attitude is one of giving up and letting go, knowing that you're not losing anything that is actually good for you anymore. As a matter of fact, this year is the preparation for a new life just about to begin. This new life will be one that is more healthy and full of new and pleasant surprises for you. So embrace the endings that occur this year with joy. You come a long way to get where you are, and you will lose nothing that is truly yours. So nine times always bad things.
Right. Well, you know what? I'm giving up meat. What's so funny is, I don't think it has anything to do with it, but it's really crazy, Kelly, because the other day I had a vision. I don't want to eat. It's been coming on for a few years, but last night, now I'm going to have to do it slowly. I'm not going to be eating meat anymore. I can't. And I can't take it.
Gotcha.
And so last night I put chicken wings because it was, you know, the Super Bowl, and I couldn't.
Right.
And I said, well, I ate them anyway, and I'm going to finish what I have in the freezer, but I got to give it to Art. But for some reason, I'm being told I can't eat meat. It's weird. And I'll eat eggs and
vegan.
Fish. Till that,
okay.
Well, I'll eat eggs and fish. But until they tell me, and my husband said, well, fish cry too, like you tell me. I said, I know, and I don't know how long I'll be able to eat that either. So it's really weird, Kelly, saying I'm going to give up things. The other thing is that...
But milk and eggs are a staple. Those are good.
Well, then,
you can make things like rice custard out of those.
Yeah. Well, do you know, the other thing is that I've given up is, you know, I don't know that it has to do with my husband. It should have been, we looked at his cards. His birthday was yesterday. But
Yeah.
In this year with the chief of you know what, and then that giving up and me being upset. I wonder if that is what was talked about, how I have a belief and I had to give that up, but it was with the spouse versus myself.
Right.
So.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't even think about that. Yeah, we probably should. It's like we can continue that escapade there. Okay, Jack of Spades, because what, he's 66 this year?
He said he turned 66 yesterday.
Yesterday, okay. Wow. Well he's
first.
Got this year, though. The first. Oh, not yesterday. Okay, right. You're right. Okay, yeah, the first. But what he's got, though, is he's got his long-range card for this year is really a good one. It's a 10 of hearts. So he's going to have a lot of support, you know, relationship. And it's like, it's really funny because he's got 10 of hearts twice. He's got his 10 card is his long range. The 10 of hearts is also his Pluto card. It's a question. He's got a 10 of clubs as his Neptune card. And he's got a 10 of spades in his Mercury time. In his Mercury time, he has a 10, which is happening right now, 10 of spades and a king of hearts. Wow. Interesting. Really interesting. He's got Lauren's card comes in his Jupiter time. So that's going to be a blessing, wherever it's at.
Where is that?
He's got, his Jupiter time is, let's see, let me look up and see what time of year that is for him. It'd be four cycles out. Yeah, go ahead.
No, tell me, when is his Jupiter time? I wonder if that's when they said that she might.
7/7, July 7th.
I remember
hers as being July 12th. Or something significant for her was happening July 12th.
No, remember I kept saying July 2020? Remember that book?
Oh,
I kept saying
right.
Coming July 2020. It didn't have a date.
Okay. So. Unless the 20th was supposed to be the day and the 20th was supposed to be the year.
Yeah,
but could be some stuff happening in July, yeah. That's pretty cool.
But anyway, but I have to tell you, this is really crazy because one of the people who's on the show, Susan, said that, and I didn't even ask, but she said, there's something coming up for your husband at work and it's going to make him really happy. And I don't care what you say, it's going to be something that they are going to offer him that he is going to take and it's going to change his whole life. And I never even asked.
Wow.
She just told me. Maybe that's why you.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, that would be cool. I was going to say this because he's got a lot of powerful pairs. I mean, he's got like the 10 of hearts is his Pluto card. Now, interestingly here, now he's got the same 6 of diamonds that I just read for you as his result card in his coming year, in this year happening right now for him. So you guys have both got a 6 of diamonds as a result card for the remainder of your year and for all of his year, which is really interesting. He's got a powerful one. He's got the 10 of spades and the king of hearts right now. He's got a jack of diamonds coming up in Venus along with the 6 of hearts. He's got in Mars a 9 of spades and your card in Mars, in his Mars time, dealing with men and stuff and whatever. And Jupiter, he's got a 7 of spades and Lauren's card. Jack of Hearts. And then in Saturn, now Saturn, he's got 2 really powerful cards. I'm going, he's going to breeze through Saturn like no other. He's got an 8 of spades and an 8 of hearts. He's got 2 of the power cards, the youngest and the oldest. And I'm like going, he's not going to have any trouble at all on Saturn this year.
When's Saturn?
Saturn is right after Jupiter. So that's going to be, Jupiter starts July. Let's say close my thing on that page. Jupiter starts July 7th for him, and his Saturn starts August 28th, right at the end of August.
Okay.
This is Saturn, Saturnalia time, the Saturn time. And then he's got the Uranian time, which is, you know, really good time. October 19th is when his Uranian time starts, and it's got a 3 of spades and a queen of diamonds. Which is, see, and the Queen of Diamonds is your person, what they call a personality card. Any suit that you are, you know, it's like any female of any suit has the queen of that suit as your personality card. And then any males of, you know, any male diamonds have like the king, you know, the king, if they're a diamond, they have a king of diamonds or what, you know, whatever suit you are. It's like if it's a male, you have the king as a personality card. If you're female, you have the queen as a personality card. So your personality card is there. And then his Neptune is that the 10 of spades, where it's like 10 of spades is, you know, is looking at new learning and stuff. And Neptune is December 10th for him.
Well, that's good. Well, he'll have a good year, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. His environment card, now the only, you know, the only blip in the radar is, and it's not really a blip because it's his blessing card for this year. He's got a five of diamonds as his environmental card, which is the blessing card. His displacement card is a seven of spades, which also was the same seven of spades that we saw in Jupiter. Wow. Okay. So, you know, to me, that's, you know, the seven of spades is like, it's about, say that the first thing always pops to mind, seven is, the sevens are the cards of faith. And it's like, and they're the cards of learning to accentuate the positive, eliminate the negative. There we go. But seven of spades is health and work problems and learning to practice faith. So there's the faith bit. And it's like with it, with the seven he's got, I'm just going to look at this. He's got a seven in Jupiter and he's got the seven as displacement. So in the Jupiter time, that seven, it can bring on an illness related to worry about money or work, or perhaps some overworking. So this is him. He might just be overdoing things and may fear the reason, and fear may be the reason. It can also indicate money spent or time lost through illness. This card is a powerful spiritual influence, giving him more than the usual support to conquer his mundane problems through the application of faith, gratitude, wisdom, self-honesty, and discipline, developing a positive mental attitude. Any attempts to help others to adopt more sincere basis for your work could result in greater prosperity for him now. This powerful card of faith could also bring the realization of many of life's deeper mysteries. This is typically considered a difficult card to have in any position, but because it falls in Jupiter, it is much easier to manifest in its higher spiritual benefits. However, those who are very attached to circumstances turning out a certain way or who are extremely materialistic by nature could still have some very difficult challenges when this card is present. It all depends upon the individual's point of view. And then he's got that. So that's in the Jupiter. And I was like, oh, yeah, it's like if he doesn't hang on to that, it's like whatever. But and then the displacement card, the seven as a displacement card, brings both blessings and cautions. The blessings aspect guarantee a certain amount of success in your life overall for him. This is a year in which he'll get some of his wishes fulfilled. He may be able to determine what these wishes will be by the other cards in the yearly spread, especially Jupiter and result cards. Wow. On the other hand, his work and health habits may bring into focus a need for him to devote more of his energy into awareness of his lifestyle. It's a common experience to have either work or health problems under the influence of this powerful card. He may be called upon to adjust certain aspects of his lifestyle in order to be more healthy and happy. Challenges at work may also cause him to rethink goals and plans, but remember that this is the card of faith. What you may be called upon to do this year is just to continue on in spite of what is happening that may cause you to have doubts or hesitations. If your goals and dreams are really worthwhile, persist and you will discover the magical quality of faith firsthand. So that's him for a yearly one with that one. But it's wow. because it's in Jupiter and the other one, it's like I knew it was gonna, you know, it'll overcome, you know, it will overcome. We will overcome, you know, that moment. And because it's his, you know, year long, it's like, yeah, this is, it's, I don't know. I think it's going to be a really good, it'll be a really good year for him. It's like, if he's, again, he's got to have the right mindset. He's got to have a good mental attitude. You know, and some of it, I mean, and ironically, what I got with that is like, he may have to give up being quite such a workaholic. He may have to, you know, kind of, and I hate to say relax a little bit, but he may have to not push himself as hard as he does, you know, and if he just, you know, kind of takes it chill and cash and just kind of, you know, lays back a little bit, he's going to have a fantastic year. He really will. But that's part of his learning lesson this year is learning how to work without, and I mean, and I understand the difficulty of this because Aquarius tends to be intense. You know, we get into stuff. Yeah. This is why I love those, like, you know, 3-week classes, you immerse yourself and stuff. And it's like, and he's like that with his work and his job. I mean, that, you know, it's his career, it's his lifestyle. And changing that lifestyle is going to be a big deal. But if he makes some small alterations, you know, he's at first he's going to feel like, oh, I'm not really doing anything if I do this. But it's like, no, to everybody else. I mean, his step down from an 11, you know, to a 9 or an 8, oh, you yeah. know, I think of a dial, oh, yeah. you know, his 8 on the dial is everybody else's 10. I mean, I'm sorry. That's just kind of the way he is. It's like his 7 or 8 is the equivalent of everybody else's 10 or 11. Okay. And he's been going hard at a 10 or 11 for a long time and just like, you know, gangbusters. And it's like, it's catching up with him now. So it's like, he's got to learn to dial it back and be, I hate to say more ordinary because he's never going to be ordinary at this. You know, he's going to feel like I'm not giving my best. It's like, yes, you are giving your best in the position and place you are right now in your years and your health and this and that. It's like he's giving more than, you know, he's probably given more than any three other people on staff is what I'm going to say. So, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I do. Right,
yeah,
well,
but if you can help him make that transition and say, you know, it's not a bad thing, you know, to dial it back from a 12 to an 8, you know.
Well, remember, I was the one that kept talking had to go back to work. So maybe that was my cards about how I have to adjust to a new way of
okay.
Work.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, I was gonna say, no, this is definitely his, these are his cards for this year. So it's like, yeah, but the fact that you both have right now, you both have that six of diamonds in the same spot. I'm going, huh, that's really, you know, as your result card is very interesting. You know, you guys are both going to, you know, experiencing that kind of together right now for the next 6 months, you know.
Well, you'll have to explain that further to me, but I am going to end the show
okay. And
then can you give me about 10 minutes? Because Regina called and I need to tell her I'm on with you. But keep that book open because I want to hear about what my next 52 days that you told me you were going to give it to me straight was. Okay?
All righty.
We can do that.
I'll talk
to you in 10
sure.
minutes. I'll talk to you in 10 minutes.
Okay.
Thank you, everyone,
bye.
For listening. It was probably boring for you to hear about me, but hey, once in a while, it's all about me.
We haven't really heard about you because, you know, it's like I'm looking at this and going, we never did your, I'm not sure we did your cards for last year. You know, let alone this year. So I'm like, going, yeah, we're not really hearing about you, Bonnie. We're really kind of not. So it's like, hello.
Hello. All right. Well, I will call you back. Thank you, Kelly. You know I love you. You are the bomb. You are a great healer, a great Atlantean life and birth card. I want to say
interpolator.
And you are really cool. You're cool beyond cool. And I am so happy you're with me or I'm with you, one or the other. So I will call you back.
Both.
Okay? Yes. All right. Thank you.
There's a song. I can't remember the words to it, but I got the tune.
Well, good.
That's really cute.
Just keep humming it, babe. I am calling you back in 10 minutes, so get ready. Bye, everyone.
All righty. Sounds good. Have a great day.
Thank you. You too. Bye.